And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And this is it. This is the big one.
Yeah.
This is the Christmas Spectacular with Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. We're going to be talking some fun stuff today. And, of course, Mark's got all the squid stuff, too, and a lot more, bait tanks and more. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090. San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Today's the day, man. The Christmas Spectacular.
This is it. The Christmas Spectacular. And who better to host the Christmas Spectacular back again?
Again. For God knows how many years.
Captain Mark Wish from Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Ricky. So excited to be here.
Yeah.
And look at this view. That's so cool, right?
My beautiful God. Morning here in San Diego. A little chilly.
It is a little chilly. I was shocked.
But I was looking at the weather. I was looking at Windy here, and it's such a beautiful next 5 days, and then watch out again.
Yep.
Right?
Here we go again.
Yeah, but if you want to get out, take advantage of the last of the rockfish season before the closure in January, February, man. This is the time.
This is the time.
Yeah.
And there's rumor there's still a tuna fish or two out there on the Tanner Bank. I know there's a couple guys out there looking.
Yeah.
Still a little choppy out there, I think. But
yeah.
But
it's good. And you said squid everywhere, huh?
Up in our part of town, there's quite a lot of bait. Yeah.
Yeah.
There is. There's bait all over, but a lot of bait on the Channel Islands up north there, Santa Cruz, and then on the coast at County Line and a couple other spots scattered around Santa Monica Bay, and rumors of bait in front of Long Beach, and quite a bit of bait at Catalina. There is some at Santa Barbara I know of, and probably still some, I don't think it's been looked at recently, but still some at Clemente. So, yeah, no shortage of bait and a definite lack of fish to go with it in terms of gamesters,
right?
But that's what we normally
see. Is that pretty typical for December?
You know, the bait moves in and, you know, something wanders in after a while and starts biting. And there's so little coverage. I mean, there could be some fish to be caught here and there, but there's so little coverage. I mean, you know, we've had some weather, and it's definitely chilly, and it's Christmas, so, it's not the same.
So, speaking of rockfish, if you go get a tank of live squid, is that going to help your rockfish thing, or does it make a difference in rockfish?
Yeah, you know, sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. I mean, we've had really good. And I love fishing cods. I mean,
sure.
Thank God for cod. I love that stuff.
Me too.
And them snappers are so tasty.
Yeah.
And but yeah, sometimes they bite the live really well, and then sometimes we do a little better on just on fin bait. And definitely, I fish those ling cods quite a bit, and the ling cods definitely like the fin bait better. A live sand dab or a live mackerel for the ling cods is my favorite way to fish those things, for sure.
Yeah. How do you rig that for ling cod? I mean, live mackerel.
Dropper loop setup.
Yeah.
On at least 40 pound, because you got to pull hard. You know, the bigger ones are right there. You know, they like that rockier structure, and there's usually some caves. And man, if you don't pull hard right away, it's like goodbye.
Say goodbye.
So yeah, and then just a single. I fish a single hook. You know, some guys use trap rigs and all that. It's not necessary. Same thing with the sand dab. We just nose hook a sand dab like you would a mackerel.
Yeah.
And that is, bar none, the best wing cod bait ever.
No kidding.
Yeah. They love those things.
On the dropper loop.
On the dropper loop, yeah.
Wow.
You see a lot of guys wanting to trap hook things and trap hook a mackerel and trap up a sand dab and all those things, but the bite that you're fishing for when you're using a bait like a sand dab or a ling cod doesn't need a trap. It's just I feel totally the same way as halibut fishing. You know, the bite that you're trying to achieve when you're fishing a bait that big doesn't require a trap.
Yeah,
it does not.
You're right that you will probably hook more of the small ones that still try to eat a bait like that. But the one you're fishing for, a hook in the nose of a mackerel is all you need on a ling cod. He's going to eat that thing.
Yeah.
I was watching some little video the other day. And it's got nothing to do with saltwater. It was a freshwater bass. It was a nice-sized bass. And there was some little thing about 8 inches long swimming along kind of in front of him. He's only like 2 feet of water. And from about a foot away, that bass opens his mouth, flares his gills, and that little thing that was swimming was gone.
Disappeared.
Just in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the same thing with our gamesters. We used to fish a lot of halibut or San Clemente Island in shallow water where you can see them laying on the bottom. And you would not believe how fast a halibut sucks down an 8-inch mackerel. This stuff about they nibble their way up the tail and, you know, all that raked bait stuff, that's lizardfish, sand bass, 6-inch long halibut. Man, an 8, 10, 12 pounder, he just opens his mouth, flares his gills, and that mackerel's gone. Instantly.
Wow. Yeah, well, and that's what's fun is that, fortunately, in the winter, you know, January, February, of course, in California waters you can't fish, but Mexican waters you can. Now, up by you guys, it's a little tougher. What do you fish for in January and February if you can't fish for you can't fish for ling cod either, right?
No ling cods.
Yeah.
You can catch sculpin. And those poor sculpin in our area, oh, my God. We had very little sand bass, very little calico bass, you know, in terms of summertime stuff, just a little quick flash in the barracudas. They have pounded those poor sculpins out on the 150 zone into oblivion.
Yeah.
And they're still biting. It's crazy. There's a lot of sculpins around.
A lot of sculpin around.
But it's not good what they're doing to them.
Yeah.
For sure. And so, you can fish for those. And then, you fish calico bass, sand bass. And, you know, winter bass fishing is often very good.
Uh-huh.
A little different than summer bass.
Sure.
You got to slow things down and the areas change a little bit. But can be very good fishing. And it's actually been pretty good fishing. And then the halibut fishing, you know, although we've had a lot less halibut up in our area recently, halibut fishing over Catalina has been really good. fishing the shallow-water beaches around the east end backside. Usually it's a little deeper by now, but they're still getting some fish up 20, 30 feet of water. And probably because we haven't had an awful lot of rain, although that may change here, you know, with this one we just had and the one we got coming. That'll
sure.
probably push it a little deeper. But
and then, of course, lobsters.
Then lobsters, yeah, yeah. And, you know, I haven't been fishing lobsters for the last year or two. It seems like the lobster thing has slowed down maybe a little bit in terms of boat pressure.
Uh-huh.
God, it was intense.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. It was just, I don't know about down here, but it was intense there for a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no shortage of lobsters. They're still crawling pretty darn good.
I think what has slowed lobster, at least down here, San Diego-wise, not that it's not still plenty popular. It is. Lots of people go. But the tuna fishing has been so good so late into the year the last few years that it's harder for a guy to get fired up to, or it just, not fired up, but it just spreads the load out. You know, more people are busy tuna fishing, and then there's a big part of the lobster fishing or fisher people that fish down here that only like the beginning part of the season when you can still go hooping in your board shorts and your t-shirts. And, you know, there's been limits of tuna, I mean, up until this week, you know, I mean, up until now, you know.
Yeah.
It's one of those things. It's still so good that, you know, those guys that are maybe starting to hang up their gear now, it's not board shorts and t-shirts when you're hooping right now.
Oh boy,
it was 37 in Lakeside this morning.
Yeah, it was crazy how chilly that was.
So halibut, what's the deepest, like how they go deeper in the winter, is that it? And what's the deepest you're going to catch halibut in California waters?
Well, the deepest I've ever caught one's been about 150.
Yeah.
And but I have a friend of mine, really, really good fisherman, one of these quiet, low-key guys. You never hear about him. But he regularly fishes them out like 220 to 240 in Santa Monica Bay. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
And
this time of year.
That's in the winter, they just go a little deeper.
They just go a little deeper.
Yeah. Yeah. Water's pretty much more stable down there. And
conditions are stable.
Yeah.
You know, it might be cool, but it's stable, and that's the important part.
When he's fishing that deep, is he fishing rocky structure next to sand? What's he fishing?
I didn't get that out of him, but I would guess.
Yeah.
But I would guess, because that's always, like, when we would sight fish him at Cometti, we would see him mostly in the sand right next to a reef on the upcurrent side of the reef with their head pointed into the current, just like you would expect. And I'm sure he's fishing exactly the same setup. But, really deep.
Yeah.
Really deep.
Huh, interesting.
And nice ones. Nice big ones. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Well, you know, we're talking fishing, and we're going to continue to talk fishing. But, you know, this is our Christmas Spectacular. And Ricky, we've been doing this for, and Mark, we've been doing this how many years? A couple, I mean, it's got to be
decades
25.
Now.
30
decades.
Years of the show. I don't know when we started the Christmas Spectacular, but we're 30 years into the show. It's got to be, you know, 28, 27 years we've been doing it.
I don't ever remember not doing it.
Not doing it, yeah. So the way it works is it's the best contributions to the show. We have a list of 6 prizes. One of the prizes is going to go to a texter.
Right.
And then 5 of them are going to go to callers, but it's for the best contribution to the show. So we need to spell out a few rules here. It's only a 2-hour show.
Right.
And so we have a buzzer. And if you get the buzzer, no offense, don't take offense, but you went too long. It wasn't very good what you were given the contribution for, but, you know, so.
And my trigger finger is feeling itchy.
Oh, itchy. Like
we haven't got to buzz anybody in a minute, I'm feeling it. So just, you know.
Yeah, just be aware.
Keep it short.
Buzzers,
keep it right.
Buzzer
keep it
can happen. Yeah. So keep it short, like Ricky says. Make it fun.
Yeah.
And the same goes with the texting. If you're going to text us, we can't read a long dissertation. We just don't have the time. So make it short, make it sweet. And the best contributions to the show, whether it be a fish report, we've had songs, poems, just ideas,
tips, concepts, tackle
tips are always like some of my favorites. Gear, ideas, things that help a guy catch more fish.
Yeah.
Those have always been some of my favorites. Obviously, there's some have, you know, past years have won with super creativity. Other years have one was sharing some, you know, killer knowledge passed on by somebody else. It's just like you said, that's the best word for it. It's the best contribution to the show.
Yeah, and we have this huge panel of judges here at the world headquarters. They're kind of standing outside right now getting cold, but we're going to bring them in here. Yeah, this panel of judges will make some decisions, and at the end of the broadcast, we'll announce the winners, and they're going to win some great prizes. You want to run down the prizes, Ricky?
We have a very serious list of gear this year. So why don't we start with the texters' potential prize. And so everyone who texts the show, and again, as we always know, the text is only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a very fun app. It's a free download. If you don't have it already, it's so worth doing because it's a very easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. It's the easiest way to listen to all the archive shows. You can call the show via the app, and you can send us a text. All people who text will be eligible. So, again, you need to make sure that you include your contact information. Just leave your phone number so we can call you back if you're the lucky picked texter at the end of the show today. Make sure to leave your callback number so we can get you back. The biggest text who wins today is going to win a very cool prize pack. So this is good for 4 spools of Seaguar fluorocarbon. You're also going to get 2 Sea Falcon lures, and you're going to get 5 packs of Gamakatsu hooks, and you're going to get a $50 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle.
Woo,
how about that?
That's a big prize.
That's just
that's
for sending a killer text to the Christmas show. Again, 4 spools of fluorocarbon, 2 Sea Falcons, 5 packs of Gamakatsu hooks, and a $50 gift card to East County Bait and Tackle.
Wow.
For sending a text to Let's Talk Hookup.
That's huge.
Yeah, totally. Now, for the callers, we've got some amazing prizes. Again, this is the Christmas Spectacular. And if you want to get through on those, it's going to be a very busy morning, as it always is. 213-432-1090.
I think all the lines are already full.
They are.
Christian's already got them booked up there.
Wow.
And Christian, be kind to Christian. He's only got 2 hands.
That's 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Okay, so the list of prizes is very, very cool. First of which, an Anza Pro Series Filet Knife, plus a $50 gift card to Dana Landing, and a 2022 CCA Bill Varney calendar.
Woo.
How cool is that?
Now, yeah, that Fish Pro Series knife is nice.
Oh,
it's an 8-inch, yeah.
Yeah, it's the best. Next up, a $400 shopping spree to AFTCO.
Yeah.
You can jump on their website, pick out absolutely anything AFTCO, $400 coming your way.
So clothing, gear, whatever.
Yeah, if you want the highest end rain gear and drop it on a killer piece, if you want to buy a bunch of pairs of shorts, if you want AFTCO Psycho Floral, just whatever.
Gaffs.
Yeah, whatever you want. You got 400
harness.
You got $400 coming your way from AFTCO. Next up, another gift card, $200 to come see me and the boys at the tackle store at Fisherman's Landing, a $200
Sweet.
Gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
Very nice.
Next prize for a lucky winner. Next up again, the next prize, a brand new Shimano Torium 20 HG reel and a $50 gift card to go see Mark and go get a little shopping spree on up at Pacific Edge.
Pacific Edge.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. So you got a brand new Torium 20 and you got $50. So maybe go put some line on your reel, maybe pick up a couple of jigs so you can go break that thing in just right with Mark at Pacific Edge. Very cool, Mark. And then last but certainly not least, how about this one? Okay, so this is our last prize, a $50 gift card to Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle.
The new Lemon Grove Bait
and Tackle. That's right. A handmade Anza filet knife. And a 1-year membership to fishdope.com.
How about that?
That's crazy.
Huh?
Yeah, that's a good one.
$300
worth
of stuff.
Yeah.
So some great prizes. Again, we're looking forward to having you call 213-432-1090. So much fun on the Christmas show. So much great stuff coming your way. And we'll look forward to it when we come back. We're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alagnak River. Get in the action fishing for all 5 species of Pacific salmon, king, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alagnak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and CPR-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how
how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Today is the day, the Christmas Spectacular. So good to have Mark back in the studio.
Yeah.
Fishing. It's going to be a great show, buddy.
Yeah. So, again, we have, you can text the show via the Let's Talk Hook Up app. We're going to take some texters for one great prize there. And then we have 5 different prizes for callers. So let's not hesitate. Let's go and jump into those phones.
You got it. Well, the phones are packed up. Our first call of the morning is Sean from Lomita. Sean, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk.
Merry Christmas to you, Sean.
Thanks. Merry Christmas, Scott. I hope you're feeling better there, Pete. And good luck with you in Dallas. Let me get started. I've always loved fishing since I was a kid, like all of us, I'm sure. And at age 20, I was in a horrific car accident where I had severe head injuries, and I managed to survive, but I was legally blind from that point on. I had a lot of dreams I wanted to continue to fulfill. One of them, of course, was fishing. It was kind of a blessing in a way, because all of a sudden I caught a yellowtail. It's like catching a yellowtail for the first time again. All these new experiences I had now being a blind man came new to me. I just had that strong passion, of course, and I always had the dream of catching big tuna out on long-range trips. And I got to fulfill that dream just continuing my fishing, and I got to go fishing a lot. And what I want to get to is things that I had to adapt to as a blind fisherman. I have 2400 vision, so I cannot really see well enough to drive. I cannot see well enough to read normal text, but I found ways to adapt. And one thing was, like, for tying hooks, our third hand, of course, is our mouth. And I'd hold the eye of a hook up to my tongue, and I could stick the line through my hooks that way. And then what's really interesting is I got pretty good at it, and people were saying, Sean, how do you choose bait? And I say, the key to it is not looking at it. And they're like, what is he doing? Because, you know, secrets, well, they'll let the cat out of the bag. I would scoop up, like, three baits, and I could feel them in my hands. I could feel that one's not strong. I'd feel the next one. That one, oh, that one is strong. Oh, that one is even stronger. And I'd feel the bait to see which one was a strong bait, and it worked really well.
That's cool. I can always say, too, like, I have got to fish on long-range trips with Sean before, and I always use him as an example. Like, that guy right there that's legally blind is following his bait and getting bites better. There's no excuse for you to be to be behind Sean or getting somebody else in a tangle.
Yeah,
so, well, that's a great story, Sean. We appreciate it very much, and an awesome start to the Christmas Spectacular,
yeah.
And a very, very good tip for sure. Appreciate the phone call.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, we had a great text come through, starting off with our texters. This one was, I have a question for Mark. I have an 18-foot trophy cuddy cabin. What's the best size Pacific Edge bait tank? And where now and how much for installation? That's from John and Carson.
Okay, well.
And, of course, when you're texting, be sure to conclude your phone number.
Right, too. Which, yeah.
Which he did.
John did. John did a good job.
So we make a little 30-gallon flat-back fiberglass tank that was originally designed for a smaller bayliner. So that might be a good answer for you, 30 FB. And
I have that flat tank on my Pacifica. As a second tank, it was, but the 40 gallon,
it's
right?
A 40, yeah.
It's an awesome tank.
Yeah, that's
now,
great.
I've heard you talk about that on the show, flat back and oval and round and teardrop. What? I mean, obviously that has to do with shape. Is that all for installation reasons? Is the tank on the inside the same? And why does he want to? Why would he do a flat back versus something else?
Well, the flat back, I built them to go up against transoms, to go on the inside of a boat up against, like, a motor well on a bigger boat up against the bulkhead, like,
okay.
Pete's. So it's just, you know, we make 31 different sizes, and the newest one is a 60-gallon flatback that a guy just picked up two of them to go on the swim step of an 85-footer. So, you know.
So does the flatback inhibit the circulation in the tank?
No.
Not at all?
No.
It's just basically to fit.
It's a cosmetic thing for on the outside. And on the inside, those square corners are baffled off. So, and the other two are rounded. So as far as the bait's concerned, it's basically an oval tank on the inside.
Got it.
Even though cosmetically it's got that flat back on the outside.
So they're going to work just the same as an oval tank.
Pretty much.
So that would be the call for him.
Fit,
30 gallon.
Yeah, it'll fit.
Perfect for that 18.
Fit
yeah.
Tighter, fit closer,
yep.
And just look better.
Yep.
Got
yeah.
It.
Fits right.
But order it soon because it takes a while. Right?
Yeah, that's the downside, guys. It's we are so fortunate because we build all this really cool stuff, and we are insanely busy. So deliveries now are well into the springtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Don't delay.
All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones, Ricky.
You got it. Dave in Poway is up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Hi, Dave.
Good morning.
What's up, Dave?
We have a Christmas play. We have a Christmas play on words this morning with a Let's Talk Hook Up cast.
Perfect.
So here we go. Director Pete sets the script. He leaves no gray area. Rockhard Rick's on it, too. He always maximizes the show. Add another host stand-in, the top-notch Corey Sandin. And then there's the guests. They're always the best. Captain Taylor's a fish searcher. Makes it an art form. Mr. Lopresti is Frank. His intel rings true. First mate Kathy's does, too, because she makes the rounds. Who doesn't love Roy and his rose-colored glasses? When not expert John's on the show, the Collins are many. Mark Wheeler Dealer draws a horde, starts the remotes at his Encinitas Ford. Captain Gavin's a sure hand heading out of the harbor. Captain Micah the Vagabond, well, he's no lackey. Though Varney's a surf expert, and that ain't no blarney. Rancher Leonero John Ireland and Kevin Kelly of West Coast Marine, well, they got the luck of the green. And speaking of green, Sac Spotterplane pilot Tom keeps on finding the blues. When it comes to trip plans, the cast man's demand. Travel insurance expert Bob is Dawson. He's got us covered. Now the year is near over. The curtain draws nigh. As for the fishing, the future looks bright. Queen Charlotte Valerie reminds, keep your safari hopes rich. We join in with Mark as we send you all a very Merry Christmas wish.
Very nice, Dave.
Okay, really, he's the winner.
Yeah,
he's the winner.
Very well done. I mean, he drew some names out of the hat there, man. You got it covered. Good job, Dave.
I like it.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks a lot for the great take.
That was a fun one.
And obviously, you spent a lot of time on that, so we very much appreciate that. Thanks a lot for the call.
That was cool.
Yeah. Hey, Danny from Fish Dope says, Polaris Supreme called in with limits of bluefin caught last night.
Oh, my God.
How about
God.
That, huh?
No, that's good for a prize.
And, yeah, Danny is the best, man. He's, like, amazing. So thanks, Danny, for
good
all
call.
You do for Let's Talk Hookup, for all you do for Southern California anglers. And we couldn't do it without you, that's for sure, because he stays on it. Like that, right?
This, yeah, that's great.
I mean, limits again. I mean, every single week, you know, the boats are at this point just about only able to make it out on the weekends. It's just, we always talk about it. We said it, saying it again. We're running out of fishermen before we run out of fish. So the boats are down to just about only making it out over the weekends. And we have had limits of bluefin every weekend of December for every boat that's fishing.
Yeah.
And there we go again.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You know, and after, you know, I mean, it's been incredibly steady out there, but. You know, here they're just getting there after 40 knots of wind.
Yeah,
no
40,
kidding.
No, close to 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like there were gusts of 47, I think they said. Holy mackerel.
Yeah.
That's a lot of wind.
That's a lot of wind.
Yeah.
But that bodes well for, you know, the tuna continuing all the way into, you know, next year.
Okay,
well,
bring it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
They're not going anywhere.
And there's squid, right? There's squid on the bank out there, too.
So does that make a difference?
Yeah. Hold them.
They're eating them.
Well,
they're
never far from the cafeteria.
Yeah.
And I remember we were, you know, we heard that report from the Game Changer a couple weekends ago where they made, you know, they made squid at night on the bank and had unbelievable fishing on that, you know, fishing those squids, you know, sliding
right.
sinker type rigs. So, yeah, this is cool. Very, very fun watching how this is going down.
For sure. All right. Bring it on. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Mike in Torrance is up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I'm getting ready to have some sushi here this morning, but here's my little jingle. Oh, Top Gun Cows and local lobster trips. Oh, what fun it is to use Let's Talk Hookup trips. Dashing through the swells on a two-day fishing trip, marking spectra line, and dropping SK jigs, wishing for that strike on the offshore tuna grounds, line screams off your reel, and pull with all your might, charging up the rail, the Scotty Gap in hand, the bluefin shakes his head, you make your final stand, oh, Top Gun Cows, and local lobster trips, oh, what fun it is to use the Let's Talk Hookup tips, Merry Christmas and a pokey new year.
Very nice.
Very nice.
That's
very
cool.
Nice.
Yeah, good job. All right. Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Mike. Appreciate the effort there, and thanks a lot. Appreciate that. Lots of good stuff so far. So, again, 213-432-1090. Christian's very busy, so be patient, and he'll get you a call as soon as possible. Phones have been packed. And then, of course, text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Again, reminder on the text, we can't read long dissertations. We just don't have the time. So make sure to keep it concise and keep it fun.
And make sure to include your number coming back.
The phone
it's
number.
It's not like normal. I've got a great one here that doesn't have a return phone number that then is not eligible for the prize.
Yeah.
Know, you've got
so it. If you want to read it and if they want to send the text.
The reason we say that is because it's not like sending a normal text message to your bud where your phone number pops
right.
up. You know, we're all used to sending a text because your number is included. Well, this is not. It's a one-way system when you use the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yeah.
So make sure to include your phone number.
All right.
Sure. Well, I thought this was a great one. This was a debate for Mark. And this has got some questions throwing back to the old school and a little bit to the new. It's from Larry in Carlsbad. When attached to a big bluefin, would you be better off using an older style 80-pound single speed outfit, or would you be better off having a new style, much smaller, like a 40 or 50-pound two speed outfit?
Yeah, that's a good, interesting question.
Are you better off with the guts and the horsepower of like a big 30 sized or 50 sized single speed, or are you better off having, you know, new small heavy duty horsepower in a small reel? But not having the same gears and guts.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I
would answer that question with a question because I think it depends on the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you got some big bruiser of a guy, he can work through the bigger reel non two speed scenario and take advantage of that heavier line. For most people, I'd probably opt for, you know, a good 40, 50 pound setup with the two-speed capabilities, because in reality, you can pull really, really hard on 50-pound.
Yeah.
Most guys are going to pull just as hard on 50-pound as they wood on 80 because of just the physics involved.
You're right about that.
Yeah. So, you know, and if you guys think I'm kidding, you just hook your favorite outfit up to a scale on the wall sometimes and, you know, see what it takes to, you know, pull 30 pounds of drag like you could on a 80-pound outfit. But, you know, in reality, most people can't do it.
And the two-speed makes a huge difference when that fish is straight up and down.
Yes,
right?
It does. It makes a huge difference. If you got a little bit of instruction from the crew, which you'll always have, mostly on a sport boat for sure, as to how how to fish those fish when they're close to the boat using a two-speed advantage and today's, you know, beautiful rods that we have to fish with, you can just kick the heck out of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when in doubt, opt for the two-speed no matter what.
That would be my option because
on bigger fish and heavier line.
Yeah, you know, bigger fish on single-speed reels, man, unless you're a really strong guy, that lasts, you know, 30, 40, 50 feet. That gets ugly.
You got that right.
No doubt.
That was a great answer.
Yeah, good one. Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
Sounds good to me. How about this time we talk to Stephen calling us from Leucadia this morning. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Well, you know, this is always something I look forward to. I'd love to do it. Usually I do an ode to the previous year. Well, this year I decided to do a ditty. So I'll just get into it. Don't discount me for sounding like duck farts on a foggy night. Here we go. Outboard sing, are you listening? The fishing gear is a-glistening. A beautiful sight, the weather feels right. Living in a fishing wonderland. As we cruise along, we spy a monster patty. Turn birds are popping up and down. So nice it must be Yellowtail Town. The rats we hooked were quickly all just let go. Conservation rules, as you quite surely know. We'll see them on the next time around. Later on, we conspire to deploy a frozen flyer. Bluefin bite on the kite. We won the fight. Living in a fishing wonderland. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Support
right.
CC.
Very good. Very good.
Fishing wonderland.
Very good.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. Keep it fun. Keep it short. And Merry Christmas to you, Steve. Appreciate the take there and appreciate the input for sure.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump right back into them. Phones are packed up again. If you want to get your shot, it's a very busy morning. 213-432-1090. Next up is Tim, calling us from Pacific Beach. Good morning, Tim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. How about Mike eating fish in the morning, breakfast to champions?
Look at that guy. That's a true fisherman, right?
You know, really. I mean, it's not even 8, you know. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I met Marty down in I met Marty and his son down in Rancho Leonero years ago. So I've been listening long before that, you know. So, and then I started sitting here waiting for the call, and I'm starting to add up the hours, and I'm going, well, 2 hours, how many weeks? And I'm going, holy crap, I got hundreds of hours dedicated to the show. And I go, and I can't thank you for every single one of them. I want to thank you for each and every one of them because it's been great. You know, what a good ride.
Thank you.
It's been really fun. And Yeah, thank you so much. I really, really appreciate every bit of it. You know, I really look forward to every weekend, and it's really a kick in the shorts. So thanks for everything. And just a quick question. I'm sorry. I'm sure I'm not going to win any prize, I'm trying to. I forgot it was this weekend. But I was calling about the Bay Bass Tournament, and I wanted to wish you guys all a happy Christmas and the best to you. So.
Same to you.
Yeah, that's a great call. But that's
awesome. So, San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament is not going to happen this
year. Yeah, bummer.
Unfortunately, the port, San Diego Port District is restricting them to a 50% capacity because of the tent and such like that, and they just can't make it work with 50%.
Wow.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
And because it's a fundraiser for
exactly.
their programs and such that they use, and it's a lot of work and such like that. So Dwayne said 2022 there will be no annual Bay Bass, San Diego Anglers Bay Bass Tournament, unfortunately.
Yeah, and like you nailed it best. I mean, it's their biggest fundraiser, but it's also a huge, you know, I mean, it's a huge expense, but with all the people and all the donations and all the raffle, then they, you know, they recover that expense and raise money and are able to donate money. But when you're starting getting cut in half with participation, it's just the dollars
work.
Just don't add up.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Very good. Well, let's go ahead and jump back into it, Rick.
How about this time we talk to our good buddy, Doug, calling us from Montebello this morning. Hey, Doug, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, I got a surf fishing question. Why is it the only one you have 50 sand crabs? And whose idea was it to begin with?
It's California, dude. Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what can you say? The the unfortunate reason is because if you keep it unlimited, there will be, you know, there will be advantages taken and things like that. So, you know, it's a, you know, why that number is picked, who knows.
Is it 50 or 35?
It might be
35.
I
double check.
Yeah, I definitely don't know.
But they, you know, we talked to a lot of surf guys, and they do get checked for that. Honest to God. I mean, the warden comes up, and you got to shake out your pockets and shake out your little bait container.
Kidding.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Wow.
I'll throw one back at you, Doug. Why do you need more than 50?
Yeah. Well, because when you catch them, you may not catch them again. I mean, yeah. You know, it's like when you found a honey hole, sure. Right? Maybe. But, yeah, 50 should do it.
That's a lot of baits.
That's a lot of baits. That's a lot of baits.
But a good call for sure.
Yeah, hey, appreciate that. Merry Christmas to you, Doug. Appreciate that very much.
Okay, we're going to keep rolling with the phones. This time we're going to talk to Arnie. Arnie's calling us from Vista this morning. Good morning, Arnie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning and Merry Christmas to all you guys. Today I have a story I have today is called A Wish for Me to All of You. The last 2 years have taught us all some tough lessons. We've had to deal with the pandemic, closures, shortages, and not being able to be with our family and friends. Things have improved over the last few months, but we are not back to things as before. I was fortunate to survive my bout with COVID, but many were not so lucky. Thanks to my doctors, nurses, and the treatments, I am here today. There was another factor, however, that played a huge part in my recovery. I had so many family members, friends, and so many in the fishing community who called, texted, emailed, and sent cards of support and prayer. You all provided Jody and I such a lift in spirit. So I ask a small favor of you. Take some time to call your family and friends just to say hi and check in. Give someone the lift that you gave me. Ask us, as a community, we are powerful beyond belief. I wish all of you a healthy and prosperous 2022.
Oh, very nice, Arnie. Good job. Hey.
Good job.
And glad you can tell the story. We appreciate you, Arnie. Thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got some great text rolling through and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long, no downtime. This is migrating salmon going through our fishing grounds. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sandspit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Our trips are 5 days, 4 nights. Custom fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. We are booking for 2022 now, and the trips are filling up quickly. So give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
Hi, this is Scott Sherman for Snap Insurance. I'm back from City Hall and ready to help you with all your insurance needs. I can provide you with the best in boat insurance at the lowest rates. But there's more to a policy than just a low rate. I know the coverage you need and will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Work with us to wrap your home, auto, and boat policy to save even more money. We can also help you with your commercial or business insurance. Call me, Scott Sherman, at Snap Insurance, 619-908-3100 or snapins.com.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travel. travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
You've been waiting for it, and it's finally here. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Ringed Circle Hook is now available in sizes 4, 2, 1, and 1-0. That's right. Those smaller, highly sought-after Gamakatsu Circle Hooks are now available in ringed and non-ringed versions down to size 4. It's the hook that will help you get that bite. The Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook. Now in smaller sizes and ringed and non-ringed styles. Get it now at select tackle shops.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time today. It is the Christmas Spectacular. Very busy day on the phone. Very busy day on the text. So much cool stuff going on, Pete. This is always a fun one.
Oh, yeah. It's a really fun one.
No doubt. Well, hey, speaking of fun ones, one of our guys, our main man, the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours, is standing by with our Baja and Mainland Catch Report. Today, sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop, the full deli, snacks, beverages, ice, and boating supply. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle and the brand-new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle. Full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake, Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. And check out the brand new Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle on Broadway and Lemon Grove. Check DanaLanding.com for more info and all that good stuff.
Yeah, for sure. Good morning, Cass, man.
Hey, Cass.
Hey, buenos dias, and Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas to you. Are you making tamales yet for Mickey and me?
Hey, Friday, man. Friday.
Friday. Okay, we'll be waiting.
We need masa.
Got the meat, got the masa, got the hojas, and all I need is the crew to help me put them together. So we got the girls coming over to give me a hand. But it'll be fun, and nice. You guys behave yourself. You guys behave yourself and be nice to me. You might get a little care package. But anyway, not much on the fish reports this week, except, you know, from San Jose del Cabo. And the Wahoo are in, and they're doing really good on the Wahoo, except when the divers get over there and start using their spear guns on them, and they just scatter. And big conflict going on down there between the fishermen and the spear fishermen. And tuna. One guy went out 60 miles and found tuna, but as far as the tuna inshore, they're just not around. But anyway, just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and you guys going to be doing the show on Christmas Day and New Year's Day?
No show. So, yeah, thanks for reminding us. Okay, so here's the program here. So tomorrow will be our last show until January 2nd.
Wow.
We'll be back Sunday, January 2nd. So no show Christmas Day, no show Sunday the 26th, and no show on New Year's Day. So, yeah, so we won't talk to you, Castman, until that would be January 7th, is that right? Yeah, Saturday the 7th. So,
wow. It's like being in school and going on Christmas break.
I know.
Man. I'm not going to know what to do with my spare time.
So, yeah, so just because of the way things laid out and just to give everybody a break over there at Sports Grid and Ricky and I a break here and Corey a break. So, no show Christmas Day, no show the day after Christmas. You'll just hear kind of some kind of sports programming on the Mightier 1090. No streaming, of course. And then New Year's Day, no show. So
you know what I would say to do is if you're needing your Let's Talk Hookup fix morning of, you're starting your fire, blast open the Let's Talk Hookup app and find a cool archive show.
Right.
And just, yeah, put that on the background and get your, you know, get your morning chores done that a lot of people like doing while they're listening to Let's Talk Hookup. So it's a great way to tune up the archives if you're not normally an archive listener.
Yeah. Or you know what? Be good. Just give Cassman a call and just chat with him for a while,
there
right? How do we get a hold of you, Cass?
Yeah, well, anyway, it's 800-593-6510, but without further ado, Happy New Year, everybody. We'll talk to you next year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to Cassman. Appreciate that. Merry Christmas. Now, a couple of great texts, but here's an example of people. Okay, so, Mark, what did the fish say when he swam into a brick wall?
I don't know.
Damn. But okay. No phone, no name, no nothing. That's a good one.
Yeah, you might have just missed out on a $400 shopping spree to APCO.
So, yeah, and then, you know, another one. It was, and so here's another one that he leaves his name, Phil, but he says, when if you get a lump of coal, carve it into a cedar plug. So another good one, but no phone number.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can't send you the prize if we don't have your phone number.
Gotta get
so,
that through.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
You got it, buddy. Well, they are packed up solid again. If you want to get your chance on the phones, that's 213-432-1090. Next up, we're going to talk to Dennis. Calling us from Linda Vista this morning. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, Merry Christmas. Guys, Happy New Year to everybody out there. I'm telling you, for years I enjoyed the show. I just wanted to go over a tip of advice that you can tell people. One is when you go fishing, let someone know where you're going to. Two, take a camera so you can record. I recently found a picture of my dad and me the first time I went fishing, and I just broke down. Three, let go of the fish that you're not going to use. Let someone else catch it. If you're not going to eat it, let it go. And four, whatever you catch, recycle the rest. And if you're not going to, if you want to share it with others, that's the best way to enjoy it. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Good tips there.
Right. Yeah, that was
nice
good.
Job, Dennis.
Thanks, Dennis.
Thanks very much. Merry Christmas to you, too.
All right. Well, I got a fun text that is going to require a little bit of thinking from all of you guys.
Okay, did they actually leave their phone numbers?
They did actually leave their phone numbers. Good. And they said, I'd like to know from the three of you, if you had the opportunity to go to your most favorite fishing place, bucket list style trip, where would it be and what would you be fishing for?
Whew.
Oh, boy.
What do you think, Mark?
You know, I mean, this would be probably the nth degree of bucket list trips, but I would say probably black marlin down there in Australia on the barrier.
Wow.
Reef. Yeah, something like that.
That you've never...
Just, I don't know that I'd want to sit in a chair.
Yeah.
But just, I'd just like to sit there and watch them do that.
Yeah.
I've seen so much video of that and talked to guys that have done that. And it's like, oh, my God.
What are the odds that of three people that fish in the whole thing, that 100% is the same for me?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. If I had a bucket list trip, it'd be a Great Barrier Reef mothership trip. You know, during when that big black marlin is over there, like that, you know, the whole thing that style trip encompasses, where you have the opportunity, you know, probably the best opportunity at catching a grander that exists. And then when you're not doing that, all of the popper and dog tooth and Napoleon,
God.
All that cool stuff that guys catch
over
there.
Like that thing that
Ali did.
Yeah.
Like that,
but
with the focus on those grander black. Like, I think Ali did exactly that. He did the popper and black and dog tooth and all that kind of stuff. But to mix in that grander black marlin, I'm 100% the same. That's my bucket list trip.
Do you know Dave Brackman by any chance?
Him for sure, yeah.
Well, Dave, you know, he used to live right there by us and comes into the store often. And many years ago, he came in with his pictures of working on one of those boats. And the thing that blew me away the most is he was showing me what they were using for bait.
That's the coolest part.
You see that wahoo? I don't think that wahoo is big enough.
Big enough for bait?
For bait.
Holy mackerel.
I was like, oh, my God.
That's a big one.
What about you, Pete? Bucket list? You're going anywhere?
Well,
you just hit the Powerball,
okay, so,
money's no object.
Yeah,
what are you doing?
So, I'm thinking, you know, I saw Dwayne Diego the other night, and he was talking about going to, that guy goes to some pretty amazing places, going to the Marquesas and Palau and such like that. So it'd be kind of a toss-up to go there and do the inshore stuff,
yeah, totally.
The reef stuff, in that kind of exotic destination, and also do some diving,
yeah,
too.
A little surf.
But also go to the Great Barrier Reef and do the inshore thing. I'm not so much interested in the black marlin thing, more so that inshore,
yeah,
reef stuff and mothership outside and do some scuba diving as well as some fishing on the exotic reefs there. So, yeah.
I dig it. Did you buy your lottery ticket?
Yeah, yeah. Those are expensive trips. Yeah, not within our budgets for sure.
Yeah, that's, yeah, it, man.
Maybe we can get an invite from Anthony.
Yeah, there you go. I'll take care of the tackle, buddy. No,
yeah,
problem.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
I'll
exactly.
Make you some bitch and wind on leaders. No,
yeah,
problem.
For sure. So, but that was a good one.
Yeah, great tackle.
That,
yeah,
was a good
that,
one. Yeah.
That was a good one. Yeah, that's a nice one for sure. Well, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Gary? Gary's calling us from Lawndale this morning. Hi, Gary. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I want to say happy. I'd like to say happy and safe holidays to everyone. And I've been nervous about this, but I have a song I'd like to sing.
All right.
And it goes like this: I'll have a blue water Christmas without you. I'll have a blue water Christmas. It's not about you. We will be all right when these blue fins start to bite. And I'll have a blue water Christmas. I'll have a blue water Christmas without you. I'll have a blue water Christmas. It's not about you. I will call the show, Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll tell us where to go. And I'll have a blue water Christmas.
Look at you.
Hey, Gary White, how about that? Huh?
Nice.
Merry Christmas, Gary. Nice job. Appreciate that take, and thanks a lot, Gary. Appreciate your creativeness, and the guy can almost sing.
No, you had pipes on,
yeah,
you like that, Gary White.
Gary,
come on,
right,
man.
Yeah, good job.
Be serenading us next time we're in Sitka. We're,
yeah,
gonna make
that's
him,
right,
sing on the back deck. Keep it going. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be checking in with the Catch Report, finding out what's biting a lot more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Bray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Don't give up on finicky fish and light bites. The secret to getting more bites is thinner leader for more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label Leader Material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. 18% thinner and 17% stronger than any other Seaguar leader. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tensile strength, this advanced leader material has been proven all season long on finicky tuna as big as 100 pounds on 40-pound tests. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com. Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
San Diego, do you need a vehicle that's built ready for your next adventure? Well, your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered with the 2021 Ford Ranger. This adventure-ready truck is built with durable features like its frame-mounted step bumpers and high-strength steel frame. But that's not all. The Ford Ranger also has an available terrain management system with four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Looking to tow your boat or trailer to your next adventure? No problem. The 2021 Ford Ranger can handle that too and has smart technology like Bliss with trailer coverage to assist changing lanes and makes driving so much better when towing your boat or trailer. Visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or buyfordnow.com to learn more. That's buyfordnow.com and they'll be glad to hook you up.